fss.ca for more information.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
My friends, it is time for our focused soundscape. It is time for a trip to West Africa, one of my favorite places on the planet. I've never actually been to West Africa, but when I go there, I'm going to have a great time, and hopefully the people will welcome me and share their music with me, as they have been doing anonymously over the internet. And this week, we are traveling to Liberia, a country that we could certainly focus on the atrocities, the Ebola virus, which is ongoing, and actually in the news, they just announced that the health workers are planning to strike this very day. They're going to strike because of very poor conditions. They don't have proper protection against Ebola as they're trying to fight the virus and save the people who are infected with Ebola. They don't have proper protection. Their clothing, their outfits are not adequate. So they're protesting against that, and they should, I think, because nobody needs to die while trying to save the lives of others. So yeah, Ebola is spreading, and Liberia is the country the worst hit. A few hundred people have already died from Ebola, and they're trying to contain it so it doesn't spread further. And just a terrible virus, but Liberia has a lot of beautiful music, and it's a very interesting place. It is the only country in Africa colonized by America. So this is a very unusual thing, but Liberia was settled in the mid-19th century, so in 1847. Actually, starting in the 1820s, the region was colonized by African Americans. So there were a lot of freed slaves from the slave trade in America the American government, a group called the American Colonization Society, private organizations whose leaders thought that former slaves would have better opportunity going back to Africa. So they founded this nation. Of course, there were native people still living in that area, but they... I guess you could say there's some parallels to what later happened in Israel by giving the Jewish people a place to call their home, but there was Palestinians living there, so a very complicated story. But yes, in Liberia, they brought a lot of African Americans there and formed their own country. So in 1847, the country became the Republic of Liberia, and they established a government modeled after that of the United States, naming its capital Monrovia after James Monroe, the fifth president of the United States and prominent supporter of this movement, this colonization of Africa. So I don't know, very, very, very interesting, but strange, perhaps. I'm not going to get into the politics of it, but yeah, like the idea of going, bring Africans back to Africa after you've taken them from Africa, and not sure the specifics of this, whether these people wanted to go there, whether they were forced to go back, but nonetheless, yeah, they were the minority. Actually, there's lots of native people still living there, so the African Americans in Liberia were a minority, but they became the dominant minority and ruled the nation for 130 years. And then in the 80s, the 1980s, the military was a military group overthrew the American Liberian leadership, and this was the beginning of a very, very harsh period for Liberians, and political and economic instability, two civil wars. So between a quarter and 500,000 people died during this period. And in 2003, a peace agreement was signed, and so Liberia is slowly recovering from the civil wars. But the Ebola epidemic and other things. Liberia is a very poor country overall. So I'm not going to dwell on that though. We're going to play a lot of music. So of course, since the 80s, there was a period in the following 20 or so years when not much music was coming out of the country, not a very developed music industry, but I'm going to play some classic music from the 60s and some traditional stuff. But I'm going to start, I should mention, I'm also going to play some new stuff. There's a style called hipco, which is like electronic hip-hop. It's very interesting, and it's colloquial English that's a lot of slang. I guess you could call it pidgin English, and yeah, I can understand a little bit of it. You probably can as well, if you speak English. And yeah, so I'm going to start with some classic music from the 60s, starting with an artist called Morris Dawley. This is Morris Dawley and his Sunset Boys, and there was quite a prominent Congolese community in a neighborhood in the capital city, Monrovia. It was called Congo Town, and some Congolese groups performed through the 60s, and so there was a big mix of Congolese rumba, merengue, high life, lots of beautiful mixing of styles, and this one is a very upbeat number. Yeah, Morris Dawley and his Sunset Boys, Ngangama. So here we go. Enjoy the music of Liberia. Sending much love to the west coast of Africa. Liberian classic, Keep On Trying, although I don't know who the artist is. His last name, I believe, is Adebayo, because his daughter commented on the video on YouTube saying one of the many songs that made my dad legendary in Liberian music history, but nowhere does it say his name. So, yeah, a scratchy old record there, a very upbeat number. And before that, we heard some High Life from the same era, maybe a bit earlier, from the early 80s, an artist named Cesar Gartor, and the track Yeke Ye. So very, very upbeat guitar music, and High Life all across West Africa was a force through from the 60s, the 80s, still very heavily influenced on new music in Africa as well. So yeah, hard to be too down when the music is so happy, or maybe the music is necessary to bring the people up. So, yes, yeah, Cesar Gartor. And before that, I threw in a couple little pieces of traditional music. I could not find much much true traditional music, except for this one compilation of music made by Folkways Records, a Smithsonian Folkways, and they traveled the world in the 20th century with field recorders, recording all sorts of local musicians, and often not credited with the names of the artists. So that was just called Two Balafons Accompanying the Singers. That's the name of the artist, and the song was called Mandingo Song. So that's a ethnic group, the Mandingo, and the balafon, the wooden xylophone of West Africa. And before that, Richard Walker with a track called Mula, upbeat 60s number, and a high lifestyle as well. And before that, another little snip from the Folkways compilation called Masa Musical Bow, and that's a traditional instrument, a single string in the middle of a bow, and you will stretch it to make the sound fluctuate. And yeah, that's credited to an artist named John Wee, W-I-E-H. And started off that set of music with Morris Dolly. And yes, there you go, some classic music from Liberia. And now we're going to move on to some new stuff going on there. This music industry seems to be doing all right. There's music coming out recently. I'm going to play an artist, he's actually considered a classic artist, who in fact collaborated with Fela Kuti, the great Afrobeat singer and saxophonist out of Nigeria. So this man, his name is, well, the project's called Kojato, and his name is Kojo Ebenezer Samuels, and he was born in Monrovia, the capital city. And this is a collaboration between Kojo and a keyboard player, arranger, Andre Nundorf, and he's the man behind the Bahama Soul Club and the Juju Orchestra. So this, yeah, collaborative effort, Afro jazz, this is called Kojato and the Afro-Latin Cugaritas. So I'm going to play a track from their new record called All About Jazz. Just came out in 2011, and this is a track called Udo Makassan. So one of the legendary musicians still making some music out of Liberia.
Let the light shine. Keep the beat going on.